The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Ted Leidy in here today is my co-host, the entrepreneur who began the California's largest privately owned firearms instruction company, Northern Firearms Instruction. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
I want to catch up on some of the gun laws that have just been passed that are terribly confusing and terribly restrictive. But good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jared. Jared's looking
good
things
morning.
Up on the... He's going to be giving us the weather, but he's also drilling down into our air quality index, which, of course, there is none of air quality. But good morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Same great walk-in humidor, it's just better. It's gotten bigger. And super customer service. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, good morning. So what's it look like for weather today there, Jared?
Well, it is currently 63 degrees here downtown. We have a high today of 99, a low of 62. Saturday, we have a high of 95, a low of 62. Sunday, a high of 96, a low of 60. And Monday, we have a high of 95 and a low of 60. And according to the weather map here for the purple air, or the air quality, the downtown area is between 300 and 350.
You know, I think that's probably low. But okay, we're saying 300, 350. But we saw up around Shasta Lake. City of Shasta Lake, it's what, like 500 plus?
Well, the little thing here stops at 500. I think it said it was 6-something.
6-something.
Wow. 670 or something.
If you have not looked outside this morning, if you're just laying there in bed right now, look outside. I mean, it is like you're in the middle of a fire here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what it looks like.
Wait a minute. I got a new number. Is that in town?
Shasta Lake City.
Is, and of course, Amy is with us, 637 out there.
Wow.
Because, anyway, the weather and the air quality index is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, California, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment policies out there for people. All of this at Shasta Gas Propane. Now, let's do an update. The Delta Fire, which is bringing us all this love, 22,000 acres, zero containment. Zero containment. I-5 is still shut down. Union Pacific shut down because of the fire. And to get here, you've got to you just don't get north to south or south to north easily. You're talking about detours that take you up 299, 44, 36. I mean, they're talking from north to south, delays up to 5 hours. Can take you 5 hours. It may have changed overnight. Maybe things slow down. But if you also went on I-5 yesterday, were you on I-5 yesterday, Ted?
No, but I saw it because I live right over there by I-5.
Oh, yeah.
And
the truck's backed up.
Now, my question is, what are they waiting on?
Well, they're stuck. So
they're on I-5. They should. I mean, I'm thinking, are they in line? Are they thinking they're going to open it?
Yeah, well, they're thinking. I think they thought it was going to be open yesterday, but if you take a look at the footprint of this fire, the Delta fire, it has got both sides of that, and it's burning, and now it's reaching the HERS fire. So they're doing backfiring between the HERS fire and the Delta fire right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway,
unbelievable.
Well, let's go to something happy though.
Yeah.
Let's go to Amy and her kitty.
Good morning. I have a little kitty named Jelly. I know, isn't that cute? She had a little sibling named Peanut. Peanut and Butter and Jelly.
You had three of them, huh?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think there was 9 in this litter.
Wow, those little devils.
Yeah.
So this is a Lisa kitty.
Yeah, this is Jelly. Jelly's about anywhere between 3 and 4 months or in that range.
Uh-huh.
She is spayed already. She just got spayed the other day. She's microchipped and vaccinated. She's ready to go to her forever home.
Okay. So what makes her... Well, look, she's got like a little white... side to her gray face.
We call this dilute calico. This is probably like the dilutest of a calico you could get, because you can kind of see the calico markings, but they're more gray and apricot than they're black and orange. That makes sense.
Oh, I totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad my wife's
different.
Not here.
Well, I tell she's you what, she, this yeah. is a different colored kitty. This would go so well at your house.
Yeah.
Carl would like that kitty.
My dog, Carl.
His dog, Carl. Isn't that cute? He has
it
a dog
cute.
Named Carl.
I met somebody yesterday who had a dog named Amy, and I was like, she must be super cute. And the guy said, she is.
Well, his dog has a trick that is just fantastic, but we won't talk about it right now.
Not family friendly.
It's not family friendly.
It's a family friendly show.
That's
so
right.
So this cutie, along with every other cat in our shelter, starting today, adoption fees are only $10 while we celebrate Passport to Adoption. So if you have been looking into getting a kitten or a cat, we have a bunch of amazing adult cats at the shelter as well. And, you know, you let us know what you're looking for in a feline friend, and we'll be able to help you. We spend a lot of time socializing and touching and playing, and we know the ones that are, you know, if you're looking for a calmer one or you're looking...
I cannot imagine going to Haven Humane and not finding exactly what you want in the,
exactly.
in the kitty range.
Yeah. And we have a ton of cats right now, so you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, your little pet kitty.
And for $10, you can adopt a cat and another cat for a companion for your cat.
You can have two cats for $10.
You can have two cats. Well, 20, but
okay, 20.
$10 is the adoption fee.
That's
so.
Really, really a great price.
Yeah, it's really fun. Passport is really fun.
Can you get a cat and say, hey, look, I want this cat to be my outside cat?
We
not.
Do, yes.
Because some cats, you know, people need, you know, if they live out, you know, got like a barn or a place like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do have a barn cat program. So we do have some cats that are maybe less tame or, you know, semi-feral where they can be handled, but they're just not meant to be maybe in a home.
So just sit on top of the TV and stare at you.
Yeah, but they will be, you know, spayed and neutered and all that.
Okay.
So. Definitely cutting down on the population control.
Which is a great idea.
Yeah.
You all have been doing that. You go into a place where there's lots of cats, and you take them out, you neuter them, stick them back in there so they you know, you don't get a newbie coming in.
Exactly. So we do recommend that cats stay inside just because it is safer for cats to be inside. You know, the risk of getting eaten or run over, however, whatever it may be, is definitely lower when they're in the house. But that's not a factor that we won't adopt if you're not going to keep the cat in your house, you know. So.
Well, I saw a great story on a pit bull that they had rescued the pit bull, then they had a baby. And this pit bull just started just loving on this baby. And this was over a period of years. And when the little boy was like 4 or 5 and went off to preschool, the dog would just stand at the window all day. Just, it was just, you know, he was just devastated because his playmate he'd been with, I mean, like 24 hours a day. So they got the dog a kitten. And the dog, and you're looking at the kitten the first day, and... Adopt.
I hope this goes well.
Oh no, it does. I wouldn't tell it. And then the dog, like, adopted the dog and the cat became best friends because now he had another companion. And the cat was a kitten. It was funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, they just became buddies.
Some cats don't like dogs. Some dogs don't like cats. But there are a good amount out there that get along just fine and not even just coexist, but actually, you know, have a relationship. They really like each other.
Yep.
We got a cat that used to clean my dog's ears all the time. It would sit on top of his head and clean his ears and lick his face, and my dog loved it.
Have you seen the story of love with the two cats?
Yes, I have. I actually posted it on the Facebook page for Haven because it was so cute.
We're talking about two cats are sitting there, the husband cat in front and the wife cat behind, and she says, "Don't move. I want to do a tongue cleaning." And is licking the back of the other cat. The other cat, I swear, the head moves like an inch.
Like an inch, yeah.
An inch, and she reaches up and whacks him 3 times, and it says, "I'm just trying to love you." and then the male cat kind of looks around and he goes, "Okay." And she goes, "Okay, don't move." I sent that to you.
Yeah, you said
you said.
That thing is viral, man.
It's funny. Anyway, okay.
It's very funny.
Head on down to Haven Humane. Here's your chance to pick up a cute kitty. I mean, this is a cute cat. And
we have all kinds of really...
all types of great cats.
Really fun signs, too, because it's Passport, so it's supposed to be, like, different countries you can visit while you're there. So there's, like, Kittily and Meowie and, like, different cat, punny, funny places, and it's always my favorite.
Meowie.
Nice.
Meowie.
I took a picture of you and Jelly and posted it on my Facebook page.
Oh, great.
So hopefully, maybe she'll find a home today.
All righty. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. Head on down to Haven Humane and help out our kitties and our puppies down there. It's only $10 for an adoption.
For cats.
Now, with all this going on, I crashed out last night, and you know Linda's got this. She's singing at the Riverview Country Club tonight, and you know the bottom line is my sleep number bed. How much is a good night's sleep worth? It's sleep number. They've come up with all these new things. They've been the Consumer Reports Bed of the Year, the other reports, J.D. Roberts Bed of the Year. And they've come up with this Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Lets you choose not only just the comfort and support you want on each side, because that's what Sleep Number does. It's a dual air bed that you and your partner, your lover, your big dog, whatever gets in there, and you each can pick the firmness of the bed. Like my sleep number setting is 60, and Linda's sleep number setting is 40.
What is Elk Killer's sleep number setting?
She goes back and forth. You know, sometimes she just kind of, well, she doesn't sleep with us, first of all.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, she doesn't sleep with
excellent.
Us. No, she doesn't. And we don't like her. We don't mind because she's little, but she doesn't sleep with us. She sleeps on the floor. And now Sleep Number 360 beds are on sale, where you can get a new queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is now only $899. That's right, $899. Go on down and check out all the sales they have going on there and plans on payment, all of these things at the Sleep Number store at the Target Shopping Center. And head on down there and go over to the Sleep Number store, tell them, call them Linda sent you, and lay on one of those beds and see what it's really like to sleep in a comfortable, comfortable bed. We'll be right back. Ted Leidy and myself, we want to talk about a number of different things that are going on, some of the new gun laws and a number of other things. So, we'll be right back.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town, plus over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here, says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
He's found it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and 63 degrees, going up to 99 today. The air quality index sucks. It's like 260, 300. Unless you're in the city of Shasta Lake, then it's 643. 50 is healthy. All right, so take a look outside. It is extremely smoky out there. We just listened to that on our bump music. Burt Reynolds died at age 82.
Yeah,
we get some time. I'll tell you. I got to meet him.
And, I did not know that.
Oh yeah, down in Beverly Hills when I was at the Golden Boot Awards. They asked me to come in and do the Pledge of Allegiance. The same night I met Linda.
The same night you met Linda.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, we're here with. You know what? Let's go to the phones really quick. Nick, what you got, real quick, buddy?
Well, I've got the cure to the dwindling salmon stocks that we have in the Sacramento River and the increasing homeless problem we have here. And I want to bring to everybody's attention about the upcoming city elections. Ask yourself if the homeless problem has gotten better or worse since Christian Schrader and Francie Sullivan have come on board. And if the pensions have gotten better or worse. And it seems to me they've gotten worse. And it seems to me that the solution to our dwindling salmon stocks and our increasing homeless problems is to put the Reading City Council in charge of the salmon and the fish and game in charge of the homeless.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Actually, that's brilliant.
That's brilliant. Nick, why don't you run for office, buddy?
That would work great.
And by the way, Nick, I hope you've looked at the front. I hope you've clicked on our website.
I'm there right now. Where is it?
Front page, underneath the fire information, left-hand side.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You bet. And what he's talking about is he says, look, well, I want to know who's on. So we're putting on now on our front page of our website, KCNR 1460. We're putting on there the whole week of who our guests are for the week.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so like today, LaMalfa and... Terry Oxley will come in a little bit. But right now we have Bulldog. Bulldog, how are you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Hey, we're here. And you say, well, who's Bulldog? You're here representing the Bikers Against Child Abuse.
That's right. There is a Shasta County chapter of Bikers Against Child Abuse.
Can you tell us about that?
You bet. Our chapter started about 4 years ago. BACA International started over a couple of decades ago in Utah, and now there's chapters all over the United States as well as internationally. So as of the last 4 years, there is a chapter here in Shasta County.
Okay. And what do you all do? I mean, how does this work?
Well, basically what our job is, our mission is to help children that have faced abuse not to be afraid of the world in which they live. So whatever that takes in general, that's what we do. But specifically, what we do is we get referred a child. It may be from a special court advocate or something like that, or the family may look us up online. You can go to bacaworld.org and find out how to get in touch with us. And once we do our due diligence and figure out that this is an actual case, it's court documented, there's police reports, and we interview the parents or the caretakers of the child, we determine it's an actual case that we can work with. And then we go out and we take the child into our family. They get a cut, which most people would call a vest. And with the patches and things like that, they get a road name. My road name is Bulldog. And then they go on a ride with us. And we visit them on a regular basis, check in with them, keep in contact with mom or dad.
You know, I've seen photos of this, and when I was looking this up on it, and the way y'all it gives these kids, I mean, it really makes these kids feel good. And it gives them a sense of safety also.
It is. There's, I come from a scientific background myself, and there is actually studies that have been done. You can find these on our website that show a decrease in the fear that children feel after getting involved with a Baca chapter.
Is it because of the biker image?
I think so. I think it's some of that. Once we take them into our family and they become a part of our group, like I said, we visit them regularly. One of the things that Baca does is if a perpetrator is at large and harassing the child or the family, which is a common thing when they're not incarcerated, we will set up a perimeter around the child's house 24 hours a day, whatever it takes. So when that little kid looks outside their window at night before they go to bed, they see a group of bikers standing all around their house. So it helps them not to be afraid of anyone that might come by and try to harass them.
That's a good idea.
It's
a fun idea.
Yeah. You want to get to the kid? Yeah, just walk through six of us here.
Yeah.
Children are in a home where, or they've been taken out of a home, where maybe where there's abuse, right?
Possibly. There's all types of situations. Sometimes they're with foster parents. We have kids with foster parents. Sometimes they're with mom but not dad, or dad but not mom, depending on who the perpetrator is.
Yeah, the abusive one is out.
Yeah.
And sometimes. So you're there to let the kids know they're safe.
Absolutely. Let them know they're a part of our family, and that we care about them, and we'll do whatever it takes to as a barrier between them and a perpetrator.
How many kids are in your program at this time?
We're not supposed to talk about specifics.
No names.
But no names, but no numbers.
No numbers?
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Can we say, like, more than?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can say more or less than. More than, you're talking about our specific chapter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Currently, more than 10, less than 50.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
That's
cool. Yeah. So, but you're getting ready to have a run here.
We are. We were actually scheduled to start our first annual summer camp out starting this afternoon, and that was going to be at the Lakeshore Inn and RV Resort, but that's had to be rescheduled. We're hoping for next weekend, depending on the fire.
Okay. So what can people do?
They can either contact any one of us. We have a local helpline number in case they have a child that they'd want to recommend for our chapter. They can get information about our camp out they could look up my Instagram feed, which is FarNorCalBulldog on Instagram. There's information there.
You have a website?
We do. We have a website, which is at bacaworld.org, which basically just lists our general chapter information and where we meet.
Well, I'm looking, if people wanted to help, I mean, do you all need money? Do you need, donations? Do you have food?
Absolutely, all the time.
All that kind of stuff, and you're a 501, I'm sure.
We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so donations are tax deductible, and we're always open to help or get help, because we have to buy things like teddy bears and vests and blankets, and we do a couple of parties every year for kids.
Okay, so this I'm sorry, this camping thing, are they going to be like in tents and all those kind of things? Or
Lakeshore Inn and RV Resort is they have campsites, they have cabins, they have RV hookups. So basically whatever your accommodations want to be, they can take care of that.
Do you have scheduled fundraisers?
We have two fundraisers a year. One is one we just had back just a few months ago. We have a spaghetti feed, but they change every year. Like I said, probably the best place to get info on that would be my Instagram feed, which is Far NorCal Bulldog, because I can post those.
Yeah, Facebook.
As they come up.
Is there any Facebook?
We don't really have like a local Facebook page or things like that. Our international bylaws frown on chapters and or members creating websites and pages and things like that.
Okay. Because, well, I'm just trying to think of good ways of getting the word around.
Right.
So that when they hear something like this and or they see a group of bikers, are you all parts of anything else or just BACA?
No, we do have members that are members of other groups. That happens, a little bit. Usually those groups are not, other biker, groups. There's a local organization here called ECB that some of you may know about. They're not a biker organization, but they are a brotherhood of a type. So, things like that do happen, but most of us are, because BACA keeps us busy enough outside of work and family stuff, that's really all we do.
Okay. All right. We're here with Bulldog, and we're talking about Bikers Against Child Abuse. I think it's cool. I just heard about it a few weeks ago, and somehow we all, Jennifer, got involved with maybe one of your members, I think. So if there's anything we can do. So right now, you've got it all set up for next weekend. This weekend, of course, with their 600% bad air quality is not a good weekend to go out. So next weekend, probably.
We are hoping for next weekend. So.
Okay. And you can get a hold of Bulldog on Instagram at Far North Bulldog.
Far NorCal Bulldog.
For NorCal.
Far NorCal.
Bulldog.
Okay. All right. Excellent. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wirsch has been doing this for a long time. He can fix a chip in your windshield smaller than just a little star or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Guarantees his work. He's a veteran. He does super work. And there's nobody that knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Wirsch. He's down at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Jeff Wirsch, Windshield or Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Reading's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated. Not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. What was that there, Jared? Traffic. You can pull that down. Low.
Traffic. Empty pages.
Okay, now I want you to keep looking at that purple air thing and because it changes. Because they've got like six or seven air quality monitors right here in Reading and around Reading. So, and it changes. It changes hourly or minutely.
It was between 250 and 350 in here in downtown. Now there's two markers in downtown. One is at 362 and the other is at 569.
Okay, so there's where we are.
Wow.
It's getting 50 is healthy. 50 and below is healthy. Up where you're at right now, if you have lung problems, if you have children with asthma, if you've got emphysema or anything like that, you may want to keep those stay inside today. It is bad. The air quality index is bad. If you look out, just walk outside, it's like you're on the front lines, except without the flames, with the smoke here. And speaking of that, Alliance Heating and Air, they came in a week or so ago, cleaned out all of our filters, cleaned off the air conditioners, and next month we're going to have them do it again because of all the smoke coming in here, because it's those microns, things that get into the filters of your air conditioning, and then it comes pushed in through your air ducts, and then now you're breathing it. They recommend that you get them changed every month. Either you change them or they'll change them. They can come in and change them on your air conditioners and make sure it's clean. And then the other part is when it gets cold again, starts getting colder, your heater, if you have a separate unit, is sitting out there with, you know, just percolating in all this smoke and ash. You need to have Alliance Heat and Air come out and take a look at it. But the best in the North State, a veteran-owned business, they are just great. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. My guest co-host here, of course, is Ted Leidy. Thanks for coming in today. I know you're on your way south.
I am happy to be here.
You have what? You teach in 40 counties, or not you, but you've mm-hmm. got a team members, and it keeps constantly growing. And but every so often you make the swing there, what, to make sure they're doing it okay, or for you to pick up some of it?
I audit classes and make sure that, of course, you know, safety's happening, and and we're doing our marketing in the different areas. Also, I do pick up some classes, so I'll be co-teaching with Ron Gott, our instructor down in the Fresno area, mm-hmm. and he and I will teach for a couple of days together. And then I'll swing by to go to Fairfield, and I'll teach with Aaron Montez, one of our high-speed NFI guys there, and then over to Milpitas, where we're teaching our first class at the new Sportsman's Warehouse in Milpitas.
Okay, so you associate with that then?
I do. Okay. Wherever there's a Sportsman's Warehouse store, you'll find an NFI instructor.
Okay, well, that's cool. Quickly, we've got some of those new laws that were just passed. I guess there's not going to be any more gun shows in the Cow Palace because people are getting their guns straight from the Cow Palace and going out in the streets of San Francisco and shooting people.
Absolutely. And, you know, they've proven that over and over and over. Just kidding. The Cow Palace, it looks like it's a done deal. they're not going to have that gun show. And, you know, that gun show is one of the most famous gun shows in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, it was huge. It's just an anti-gun sentiment. There's no real reason behind it. There's no criminality that's going to change. There's nothing. It's just that they just don't want guns.
It's a feel-good. They don't
like guns.
It's a feel-good thing.
Yeah.
Well, we have Terry Oxley in here, of course, with us, too, pastor of True Life Church. And he has an interesting take on guns in church.
Yeah. Wear them.
Yeah, the first thing he said to me when he walked in was, "Hey, man, when are we going to get in class?"
A class for True Life Church. I like that.
Well, I want to be a CCW instructor. I'd like to, you know, I was a cop before I was a pastor, so guns have always been something that I've enjoyed using and playing with. So, I'm getting older, and just because I'm pastoring doesn't mean I throw those away. I wear a gun all the time. And except in the shower, I usually don't do it.
You don't have a shower gun?
I don't have a shower gun.
Ted and I have shower guns.
Yeah.
They're stainless steel.
Yeah.
They're in a.
I do have a stainless steel, but it's not. Have you seen that new Kimber? What is it? Is it a K6? Small stainless steel revolver.
Oh,
that is the nice gun.
They're for sale in town here.
I know. I bought one for my wife.
Yeah.
She hasn't got to use it yet.
Those are nice. Yeah, those are.
I was
nice.
Kidding about the shower gun. For me, I'm not too sure about Ted.
I'm gonna make him a CCW instructor.
Had a couple people I worked with that had shower guns. I went, "You have a shower gun?" They had a gun in every room in the house. He says, "Well, yeah." He says, "Can you imagine when you're the most vulnerable? You're in a shower, and somebody could come in." I said, "You've got a shower gun." I couldn't get over the part about you have a shower gun.
Yeah. He must clean the heck out of thing.
It was like I kept asking this gentleman when he told me he'd been married to Raquel Welch. I kept looking at him and going, "You were married to Raquel Welch?" And he kept talking, you know, because we're all having breakfast. You know, and I knew him. He's a friend, but I never knew that. And I knew he was in Hollywood and, you know, he produced pictures. But he goes, I said, "You were married to Raquel Welch?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I went, and a couple minutes later, I went, "You were married to Raquel Welch? Really?" Yeah, and I could have asked one more time, but it would have been rude at that point to ask that. But he was. Yeah, I looked it up.
Wow, that's impressive.
It was impressive. But even more impressive, we have Terry Oxley here.
Thank you.
So what?
Look at us. We're kind of getting into our visiting thing and forgetting about Terry.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed all this.
I was sharing that with you. And, yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you get, you're surprised about something, you have to ask again. Anyway, you.
Me.
And I listened to your last. I listened to your ads all the time, and it's like being betrayed by the people we've elected to do the job.
Oh yeah, but you know, lately I've been really thinking on meditating, and I love to take what's going on in our society and apply it to Scripture. So what's going on in society is exactly what Scripture says that we're going to be seeing in these last days, and I do. I'm one of those that believe that we're at the beginning of these last days, especially because I've seen the leaders of the nations begin to lose sanity and do things that are destructive to not only their nation but to the people of their nation. And I watched that as the Muslim population is infiltrating their countries to the point where they will no longer have the power and authority to do whatever they wish, because those that are infiltrating it, I have no problem with using violence, murder, and everything else to get what they want. And I'm seeing that happen. What's sad is what I see happening in America right now is how we are becoming more of a Marxist, fascist, liberal, progressive society. And those that are far left, and those that we see even with this Kavanaugh thing going on here, how people are so violent and filled with hate, and we have groups like Antifa, which in truly they're the fascist group. They're the fascists. They're trying to force what they believe on you by force. And if you believe contrary, they are violent against you and the things they believe. They might as well be called the black shirts, you know, or the brown shirts. So what do we do? But this is part of society. You know, it talks about in Romans chapter 1. It's one of my favorite books there. Is when you chapter 1, 18 and down to 32, how because of people rejecting God, denying God, saying that there is no evidence of God, even though God says, hey, every place you look, you can see me. I'm paraphrasing here. But it says that he's given them over to basically a decay in their own life, to where their moral values begin to be so corrupted that they just become worse and worse and worse and worse. And I'm not talking just about sexual morality that's become so decayed that it's horrendous, but just the values, the moral values of mankind have been lost. And what's really sad, and when you know it, is that one reason we see all these pushes to make things legal is because the leaders have been so corrupted morally that many of them are involved in the same things that they want to see passed and brought to light. So this is going on in our society. We see it with our leadership. Maxine Waters, for example, screaming, go violently, attack those that believe contrary to you at the gas station, at the restaurant, or whatever. And it's sad because it's just going to get worse. And then there's the other side. I don't know how much time we have.
I've got to take a quick break here. Hey, we're here with Terry Oxley from True Life Church and, of course, Ted Leidy, who is my co-host today. And on my computer, I have a picture of Patrick Curtis that was married to Raquel Welch, just so you could see that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, he's a former Marine. What do you expect? This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, with all these things going on, you know, life still continues to move on. And you need to go over to Cornerstone Community Bank. They, too, were touched by this fire. So many of their people. Find out how they can help you move your dreams forward. Keep them moving forward. Maybe it's just starting over. Well, it's a new dream. So go down to their newest branch, 1845 California Street, and go in and talk to them. See what they see how Cornerstone Community Bank can be of assistance to you. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages.
Almost blue, almost doing things we used to do.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
What is summer without our summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money
to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Free Fly Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott. And today, Ted Leidy, the founder of Northern Firearms Instruction. And speaking of guns, Bastiani Arms brings us this segment. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, where I buy my guns from. All the accessories, they have it all there. Great customer service. And this week was John Bastiani's birthday. That's right. John and Sarah started Bastiani Arms, gosh, 9 years ago, and they've been a huge success. Bastiani Arms. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Okay, Ted and I are here with Terry Oxley from True Life Church. And, you know, when you're having your church service, what do you tell people? Because your church is not your typical church. You take sides. I mean, not talking about good and evil, but you kind of like lay it out there how it's not just... It's not just God against the devil, you know, evil against good, but in how it manifests itself.
Yeah, I do preach the Bible, and teach the word. That's what I do. But I when it fits in and when it works, you know, I explain how. Okay, for example, you know, we're talking about moral, and you talked about a minute ago about my ads and stuff, and I need to change this one again. But I usually take these ads out of what's happening in society right now and apply it to how people are living and how people that believe in God should be living. And that's where it really comes down to. You know, said good and evil, God and Satan. There is a fight. You know, the battle is a spiritual battle. The people that have been sucked into this world of destruction, it's because they've rejected God. And I do believe that if you're a believer, a Christian, a true Christian, I mean, a lot of people go to church, think they're a Christian, but they're not, because they're not living it according to the Word of God. They've rejected it, or they've just never truly had a transformation in their heart where they've accepted Jesus and it changed their life. But if you're a believer, there are certain things you cannot do. I was, believe it or not, when I was a cop, I was a Democrat. Okay, don't hold me against that. But when I gave my life...
There's nothing wrong with being a Democrat. No, there's not. Yeah, I mean, and I kid about it, too. It's... Because you're a Democrat doesn't make you a bad person. Like being a Republican doesn't make you a bad person.
Or a good person. You know, what happened, though, is as I when I rededicated my life back to God, because I had been a backslider for quite a while, I realized, well, wait a minute, I can't vote for this, because the Bible says that this is wrong. You know, homosexuality is a sin. Abortion is wrong. It's killing of life, and on and on and on. So as a Christian, I could no longer vote for somebody that's going to promote something that the Bible says don't do. And so I wasn't active in politics. I was a cop. I just couldn't vote that way anymore, because the Word of God says you can't do that. And so, people that continue to be, Democrats, a lot of them, haven't don't realize what it is that they're putting into office or who it is and what kind of morals they're putting into office. I've been a Democrat all my life. I'm now 60, 70, 80 or whatever. My parents were, my grandparents were, so I am. And they don't realize, no, you need to look at the values. Hey, the Democrats in their whole policy reject God now. You won't hear them talking about God at all and country and stuff like that. So there comes a time when you need to make a stand. But when I teach it, you teach the Word of God and what's going on in a society today applies. I use that as an example of how it applies. And it helps people to understand that what I'm doing is the right thing. By obeying God's word, by rejecting this, it's just something we have to do as a Christian. And sometimes you're speaking against something that you might have in your family. Let's say like homosexuality. You have family members that are homosexual. Yes, I love my child. I love my whatever. But yet I don't agree with your values and your morals. But that doesn't mean I don't love you. I'll love you forever. But I don't agree with how you're living your life. But still love you. So we need to learn to do that. But today, those Christians are being.
Can you embrace Nancy Pelosi?
I wouldn't even. Not only would I not embrace her, I would not want to get near her so she might embrace me. You know what I'm saying? But that's a joke.
If God is love, and just because you disagree with somebody, vehemently disagree with them. Doesn't it mean that you can still love them?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't know that's what you meant.
Of course that's what I meant.
Okay.
I didn't advocate you going and hugging her just because, you know, it's cool.
I don't see the problem with that.
Not hugging her?
No, hugging her is fine. Yeah, she needs a hug. Look at her. She needs a hug.
She needs a hug.
She doesn't get hugged a lot.
That's right.
She needs something. What really gets me is these politicians is they say, God is against what you're doing. God, you're using the name of God. You are godless in your life and your behavior and your attitude and the morals and the things that you are doing. Don't call upon God that he's backing you up on these things. My Lord, what are you thinking? You know, no, there's nobody that I can even think that I hate. There's people that like Obama. I totally dislike this man. But that doesn't mean that I don't hope the best for him and hope that one day that he may see the wrongness in his life and get saved, because I know he's not. But or I should say, I believe he's not. That's up to God. But no, I don't. There's nobody I dislike that much.
Do you think God sees every sparrow that drops?
Absolutely.
So that with all the things going on in the world, there's a plan.
There is a plan. And the plan is that God sent Jesus to this earth so that we might have life and life everlasting. And he died for our sins. I mean, you know the gospel message. You've heard it. So we need to embrace that and live it. It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to live it. And, it's not easy to live it your whole life because you are constantly confronted and bummed. I kind of look at it like a salmon trying to go upstream. If you're a believer, you're that salmon going upstream, and you are constantly being bombarded with the world's philosophy and name-calling. I mean, they call me a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, a hatred, all these names, you know, which absolutely have nothing to do with who I really am and what I believe. But that's the kind of stuff people sometimes trip over. I don't want to be called that. I don't want to be. So they keep their Christianity bundled up. And maybe at church they express it, but they keep it bundled up. We need to express it. You know, we need to be open with what we believe, regardless of the confrontations we may have. And personally, I'm not afraid of confrontations. You know, if they're violent, I don't appreciate that. But I'm protected if it gets to the point where life and death are there. But no, I just believe that people need to open their eyes and see where society is going and where it could go.
Society, I'm just surprised that we've gotten to this point. And I blame the media a lot on this, but I've also blamed it on the people in the leadership positions that are saying things and doing things that are just, they know it's wrong. Yeah. They know it's not going to work.
And they know it's a lie in many cases.
And they know it's a lie, like, you know, saying things and printing things. You know, that's an anonymous source. Well, both sides took the New York Times to task on this one. You know, the left said, well, wait a minute, who is this guy or girl, and why aren't they doing something? You know, and then the right is saying, you're just making things up here.
Yeah.
You know, these kind of things. And when you see stuff like this and what's happening at the hearings and just see what, you know, just goes on at those echelons on both coasts. But the people in the middle of this country, are like us. And I mean like us, Democrats, Republicans, everybody, you know, we're out there scratching for a living. We want to take, make sure our kids, our grandkids are okay. And we, as a country, could come together very quickly, I believe, if it wasn't for three cities.
Well, we need to make changes. We need to make changes. And society, if we're going to keep it, we need to recognize that there is a wrong side and a right side.
There is a wrong and a right, and you got to do the right thing. Now, where's True Life Church?
True Life Church is in Bella Vista, on Deschutes Road, about a block and a half south of 299, out there.
Yeah,
right by the gun club.
Right.
On the other side of the gun club, right? Yep.
Well, you know, you make the turn right down there at Mighty Fine Foods.
Right.
Going down past the next road, and it's up on your right hand side.
Right.
There you
next
go.
To Victor.
Because I think
you hear a shooting on Sunday morning.
No.
Okay.
It can't be too
far. Terry Oxley, and he's True Life Church, and we're going to take a break, and we come back. Congressman Doug Lamoff will be calling us soon after 8:05.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Be well qualified.
Lead investigator John Tarpley.
He is a person of the highest morality and the highest ethics. He is what he seems, very decent, humble, and honest.
The ABA considers things like personal character and judicial temperament. It does not look at ideology or how a candidate might vote on potential cases.
And the Senate's top Republican says he has no doubt Kavanaugh will be confirmed.
I think any doubt anybody might have been dispelled by his virtuoso performance before the Judiciary Committee. I mean, it's stunning. He's just a stellar nomination in every respect.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell telling the Salem Radio Network he expects Kavanaugh to be in place for the High Court's October term. Exceeding analyst expectations, the government's latest employment report. It shows that employers added 201,000 jobs last month, wage growth hitting a post-recession high.
We saw a solid increase in wages of a little less than 0.4% over the month. They were up about 2.9% from 1 year earlier.
PNC Financial Chief Economist Gus Fauché. Tesla stock plunging 9% today after CEO Elon Musk appeared to smoke marijuana during a podcast. Also, Tesla's chief accountant is leaving just a month after joining the company. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is down about 28 points, while the NASDAQ is up 34. The S&P trading 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coming to theater September 14th, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
What's a small change that can make a big difference in your day? From improving work performance and productivity to boosting energy, Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you get more done and feel better doing it. Order now to fit it into your year-end fiscal budget. Find Varidesk through GSA Advantage or visit varidesk.com/radio to learn more about how Varidesk can improve your workday. That's varidesk.com/radio.
The Iraqi government says security forces have launched a search operation to determine the source of three mortar shells. They landed inside Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone. It was the first such attack in several years. The shells landed just after midnight Friday in an abandoned lot. There are no reports of any casualties. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. It comes amid worsening protests over poor services and unemployment in the southern city of Basra. The demonstrations have turned violent in the past few days. The toll from an earthquake that rocked Japan's northernmost island of Hokkaido has risen to 18, and in one small town, 24 people remain unaccounted for after an entire mountainside collapsed on their homes. The region is slowly restoring transportation links and power, with the lights back in about half of the homes on the island after a day of region-wide blackouts. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New federal charges allege a North Korean conspiracy to attack Sony Pictures and computers worldwide.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Tracy Wilkerson says the criminal complaint names a North Korean hacker working for the Pyongyang government in the infamous 2014 intrusion into Sony Pictures, as well as the hack of the theater chain AMC and of a British production company.
These were not just attacks against computers. These were attacks against freedom of speech.
The movie hacks were aimed at damaging those responsible for the Seth Rogen comedy The Interview, which featured a fictional Kim Jong-un. Wilkerson says the conspiracy was also behind last year's WannaCry attack, which scrambled software at banks and hospitals worldwide. I'm Warren Levinson.
Thousands of Walt Disney World workers have approved a new contract that increases the starting minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next 3 years. The pact also enables Disney to use more part-time employees. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy today, my co-host. Ted, of course, is the owner and the founder of Northern Firearms Instruction and teaches in 40 counties throughout the state of California. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive opens 7 days a week with that new enhanced walk-in humidor, and, of course, the great customer service they always have. And, Jared, what's it look like for weather in the next few days?
It's still currently 63 degrees here downtown. Today, we have a high of 99, a low of 62. Tomorrow, Saturday, we have a high of 95, a low of 62. On Sunday, we have a high of 96, a low of 60. And on Monday, we have a high of 95 and a low of 60.
And the air quality index, we get this off of a website called Purple Air, and they take these are the sensors they put throughout Reading and in the area here for to pick up what it looks like. This isn't like the air quality index reading. They've got one of them, I think, down in Anderson. These are all over the city, and we are we're having some really really harsh AQI here.
Yeah, there's two sensors here in downtown. One is reading at 615, and the other is at 403.
Neither one of those are healthy, not even close to being healthy. But speaking of being healthy, here's Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Carl. How you doing?
Great, buddy. You know what? It is tough out there.
What's that?
It is tough out there. The AQI being 600 and around the area. Gosh.
Yeah, so my tip for the day may not be fitting for today, but my fitness tip is to utilize what thousands of people in Reading are already doing, and what is probably the most convenient of all fitness tools, and that is your neighborhood. You know, whether it's getting out once a week or daily, once the smoke is gone, just going out for walks and jogs in your own neighborhood. You don't have to take the time to get down to the river trail. Sometimes that involves fighting traffic, and you know, you got to carve out some time. You just lace up your sneakers and walk out the door, and it can just be a great supplement to your gym workouts. My wife and I go out sometimes in the mornings, and just, you know, it's a great, we touch bases with each other. We can turn it into a little business meeting. So whether you're using it just to kind of wake up or to de-stress or to touch bases with your partner or to, it's a great recovery. Walking, not necessarily jogging, but walking is a great recovery tool from more intense gym workouts. Or if you're trying to lose weight and, you know, burn some extra calories, it can be a great little additional supplemental workout, like doing two-a-days in football, you know, get out there and walk in the morning and then hit the gym in the evening. So, unfortunately, it may not be a feasible thing right now, probably be a bad idea today, but it's just a great fitness tool that, you know, already many people are utilizing, and it's just a great idea.
Okay. Joe, thanks a lot, and stay inside.
So come walk at Adamson's on a treadmill today.
That's right. You know what? This is the time when, you know, all the people are stacked in there because they're not going to be outside. But, you know, you go into your air conditioning and the air scrubbers you have and all that.
That's right.
Get on
that's
the road.
Right. No excuse not to work out. You can just get to Adamson's and we'll take care of you.
That's right. You know, get on the treadmills, get on the rowing machines, you know, walk around in there, get in there. Oh, gosh, you've got it all at Adamson's Peak Performance.
We do. We're the hybrid gym, man. We've got a little bit of everything. So take care of you.
Okay, Joe, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Carl. Addison Speak Performance here. Okay, let's go to the phones again. It's Sally, good morning. What's up?
Yes, hi, Carl. I just wanted to let your listeners know we've got a very important guest on Monday at the Reading Patriots.
Oh, okay.
We have Jeanette Lavoie Finicum coming. She's the widow of Lavoie Finicum, who was murdered in Oregon.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let people know, because I know that there are a lot of sympathizers and followers of her here in this area. So 6 o'clock on Monday at the Reading Patriots meeting, 2570 South Bonneview Road. Come in and hear what Jeanette Finicum has to say.
This was, of course, up in Oregon when they had the standoff up there with the feds. And they were driving along. They were going to another place, and the Fed stopped them, and Finicum got out and was shot and killed.
Yes, now, he was.
And he is
suing the state of Oregon for wrongful death,
right?
Which is why she's traveling around talking to people. She's trying to raise money for that court case.
There was a lot of questions about it from, you know, things I've read.
And there still are unresolved. Yeah. They still don't know who shot him.
Yeah, there was a number of people, and a lot of people said, no, it wasn't, you know, no, we didn't shoot him, but nobody knows who shot him. So,
exactly.
Well, somebody shot him.
Thank you so much, Carl, for letting me say that.
Okay, yeah, and call again, of course, on Monday, too.
Will do. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Sally.
Bye-bye.
There's a lot of questions about that. You know, the government is filled with really good people. It really is. City, county, feds, states. But there are other people that are not doing a good job. And the one guy with the Bundy thing down in Nevada got relieved. But he was lying. I mean, the things he was doing down there were criminal, yet he never got arrested.
No.
And which is what the judge says. You guys are – what are you guys doing down there?
The system has a great way of circling the wagons and making the bureaucratic layer so deep that you can't get into it. I mean, if you watch the video – when Lavoie Finicum was shot, it is clear that, and I thought it was already fact that everybody knew he was shot from behind, right? You can look at the video.
Like it.
It looks like he was shot from behind. They were en route from one position where they were held out to a meeting place.
Mm-hmm.
He was stopped. They were stopped, and then they were basically ambushed. As soon as the car stopped, the smoke came out. The bullets started flying.
He got out of the car and he had his hands out. And then they said he was reaching for inside his coat. It's been a while since I saw it, but he was shot then. But there was teenagers in the car and others when they started shooting. And so it's something that needs to be looked at. But I guess they said it was a righteous shooting.
It was a full-on military ambush.
Yeah.
It was set up as an ambush.
Okay, here's a question. Ted, of course, you know, is an instructor. Is it true one cannot carry a firearm in San Francisco even though you have a CCW?
No, that's not true. So San Francisco does not get to make their own state laws in accordance with the California Penal Code. They can, however, pass a local ordinance, which really turns into a harassment thing. I have known one individual who had their firearm confiscated in San Francisco. I do know that when you talk to pro-gun sheriffs in different counties, they are not pro San Francisco. San Francisco has passed the ordinance. You know, they shut down the last gun store in San Francisco a few years back.
But can they keep you from carrying?
No, they cannot keep you from carrying.
But if they for some reason they find out that you are carrying, they can harass you. They can't even confiscate the weapon, can't they? Or the
firearm. They can. It's their city,
right?
You know,
and then you need to go to Sheriff Tom Basenko and have the sheriff get it back.
Well, I happen to know for a fact that Tom Basenko has intervened in a couple of those cases, and they do get their guns back.
Yeah, they
so,
do.
You know, it's very difficult to get a conviction.
You can carry anywhere. If you have a CCW from Shasta County, you can carry anywhere in the state of California that it's legal to carry.
All 58 counties.
All 58 counties.
I mean, it's a state-issued professional license. It's the same state-issued professional license that bodyguards use. You know, if James Bond quit MI6 and came to work in California, he'd have to get a state-issued CCW. So,
as he should.
As he should, and it would be good in San Francisco.
Now we have a new rule or a new law that's working its way through about saying that everybody that goes through a CCW class should handle the gun they're carrying.
Yeah, AB 2103.
What does that say?
AB 2103. It's going to be law. It's already sent to the governor's desk. I'm sure it's going to get signed. They basically it mandates 8 hours of minimum training for CCW carriers on the initial. It will mandate 4 hours of renewal training, which we already have, but it will also mandate that each CCW permittee fire each gun on their permit every time they renew. So,
okay, now,
you know, that can turn into really
something. There were
some people
that were, oh, yeah, it's another onus, violation of our rights and those. And, you know, frankly, and this is just Carl Bott opinion, if you're going to have a CCW and you're going to be instructed in a class, in that class, you've got to handle a firearm. And preferably the firearm you're going to use on your CCW, but you should be able to handle a firearm, know the safety, know how, you know, when to, you know, how to hold it, how to unload it, how to fix a malfunction, all the rules for carrying a weapon safely, and have all the information that's pushed out there. Now, some people say, oh, wait a minute, you shouldn't have to do it, but I just have a problem with somebody getting a class on CCW and never once touching a firearm.
Well, we're programmed. We're gun trainers. We're programmed for safety.
And that's it.
That's exactly right.
And that's it.
Right. So you're programmed for safety. They should probably be training with their firearms, not just one, but every firearm. I got that. But the other argument is very strong, Carl, and that is nowhere in the Second Amendment does it say you have to shoot them on occasion, you must shoot them every 3 months. I mean, you're talking about, we have lots of states in our country that don't even have a CCW permit.
I totally understand that. And this is why I said, this is Carl Bott.
I got it.
This is Carl Bott. And seen and have taught hundreds and hundreds, not thousands of people, about firearms, whether it's military or civilian. That I this is a feeling that I just have, is I just think that people, when you're going through a CCW class, there's got to be a portion in there where it shows them, and again, on how to use a firearm safely.
Oh, no, I completely agree.
I know you do.
I agree.
And it is a Second Amendment thing.
I'm just being the other side's voice for a second.
I understand that one, too. Hey, we have to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at SST Oil. SST Oil was on the front lines, and I imagine they're up there right now with the Delta fire, bringing up the fuel that they're going to need to be able to fight that fire, plus keep all of the other fuel needs going with the I-5 shut. I can imagine SST Oil right now has been working 24 hours a day, as they have since these fires have started, to get the fuel out there also, but to keep running all the other jobs they have, all the other kerosene, oil, gas, diesel that they're providing. SST Oil always is looking for good people, always looking for good drivers. Give them a call. 241-1167. SST Oil. Been in the business 50 years. We'll be right back.
As summer ends and fall is in the air, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Fall of Surprises. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Can-Am Outlander Quad. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings to play the Plinko board for free slot play Sundays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of
prices or a brand new Can-Am Outlander quad. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Whether you're into hunting, mudding, or adventure, maximize everyday adventure with the most accessible ATV out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Fall of Surprises promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Outlander quad from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Sunday, September 30th. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. We're trying to get a hold of our congressman. I talked to him yesterday, and they said, yeah, we're fine, so it must be something that's coming up. So we're just waiting to see if we can. He may be calling a little bit late. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, downtown in the heart of Redding when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Excuse me, I'm starting to choke up. It's just the smoke out there. Here it is, 63 degrees right now, going up to 99 today. But the air quality index is
630 and 419 in the downtown area.
Whoa. Tomorrow, this Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Orchard Nutrition is hosting the annual health fair. So head on down to Orchard Nutrition. There's going to be a lot of vendors, all these there's about how to stay healthy during this season. And I'm sure they're going to be talking about not just vitamins and foods and organics and natural foods, but also, ways of combating smoke, all of these things. Right now, it is just a, when it gets up to the 400, 600 range, keep your kids inside. If you've got any type of asthma or health problems or lung problems, do yourself a favor. Stay inside today. And hopefully the wind will shift and we'll blow this out of here. But right now we're having nice problems. Hey, while we're waiting for the Congressman a call. I'm here with Ted Leidy, who's my co-host, and we're talking about the somebody said that, gee, I had always heard you couldn't carry in San Francisco, but that of course is not true. You can carry in San Francisco. It's just that if for some reason they see you carrying, or that you reveal it, for maybe you're pulled over for a, you know, traffic citation or something like that, they can make your life change. You know, I don't mean they're going to beat you or thump you or do those kind of things, but.
Well, I realize San Francisco is famous for making their own laws outside of what the law already is. I mean, look what they did with the sanctuary city laws. They were one of the first cities in the nation to become a sanctuary city. Of course, you know, San Francisco is hardly a place to visit anymore. But they don't care about that because they don't worry about tourist money or anything like that, because if they need more money, they just tax you. You know, they tax the residents and the folks that live there. So basically what they've done is they've made their own little anti-gun bubble. And while they're in that bubble, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to go in and impose the will of the state on them because of political alliances and things like that. So, you know, the bottom line is San Francisco is just one of those places where if you're seen with a firearm, it could become a long stop. On the other hand, you know, many people who work in San Francisco, many law enforcement officials who work in San Francisco are maybe just as happy to check out your permit and your firearm and let you move on your way. So it's not that everybody in San Francisco hates guns. It's just that the politics and the social climate there are such that they would like you to think that it was illegal to carry a firearm in San Francisco. But the California Penal Code and other statutes and case law has long held that, you know, your CCW permit is good in 58 counties. It's how it is. It's a state issued permit. You know, they can pass local ordinances, but very difficult to get a conviction. So just doesn't make any sense. It's just one more good example of how, you know, local politicians feel empowered, but they've circled the wagons and layered the bureaucracy so you can't get into the meat and potatoes of the thing, which is it's not really illegal. They would just like you to think that. You know, the same thing with some of these anti-gun legislation that's sitting on the governor's desk right now. You know, the new gun violence restraining order law that I am pretty sure he's going to sign expands the reporting powers of somebody that can report somebody else for a gun violence restraining order or apply for one to coworkers.
So what you're saying is, I'm looking at Jared.
You know, and you could have been there 6 months ago, and they can go to court and ask for a gun violence restraining order.
Okay, so I'm looking at Jared, and Jared, you know, I think is all of a sudden Jared seems to be, you know, saying things that I don't like. They're not wrong things, and they're not violent things, but they're just things that I don't like. And so can I just report him and say, you know what, he is talking about things, you know, and I think that he's extremely, xenophobic. And I report this to the police, and I said, I feel like he's a danger to people around me because he thinks that the United States is just so great. And, you know, if anybody tries to get into the state, that they're wrong, and that I know he has guns, and it frightens me. Can I do that?
Yes, in accordance with Assembly Bill 2888. You have 6 months to report him.
So Jared could do the same thing to me, though.
He could do the same thing to you.
I mean, but so what we're saying is, and so then what happens, though, after he reports it to the police?
Well, it's going to go to, they'll give that report through the district attorney's office, probably.
Okay.
To a court, and a judge will.
A judge then will rule, but you do, as the individual, are not going to be brought in there, though, are
no.
you?
No. Mm-mm.
He'll just judge, he or she will just judge based on what that person said.
He could. He or she could.
Well, what other things would be brought into it?
Definitely. Well, I don't think you have
your
anything
past
else.
Record
yeah,
or
your
anything?
Past record, you know, maybe mental health records, things
okay.
like that. Yeah, they could put a packet together, but they wouldn't necessarily have to have a packet. It doesn't say anywhere in that
yeah,
text
but,
that they'd
but
have
then
to have a packet.
You could get a judge who goes, well, okay, you know, I think that there's enough there. So sheriff or chief, go out and get those guns. And then the next thing you know, without knowing of any of this going on, there's a knock on your door.
Absolutely.
And they say, we're here with this court order to collect all your guns.
And think about the court's position. If the court says, no, there's just not enough here, and I don't believe it, and that then there is a problem with a gun, like the guy does go on a shooting spree or whatever, well, then they're at fault. I mean, they really have to – you realize you're putting them in a bad position, right?
Yeah.
The courts.
Yeah.
The judge.
Oh, yeah.
I got some judge sitting on a bench. You got a cop and a school teacher standing in front of you saying, hey, look, this guy, I'm pretty sure he's going to go off, and he's said he had a gun in his backpack, but we couldn't search him before he left the campus. The judge is going to say, hey, guess what? I'm going to issue this restraining order because there's enough here, even if it's just their say-so, even if it was secondhand.
Even if they just think.
Even if they just think. You know, they don't want that left on their conscience, so they're going to have
to. So my rights as an individual about search and seizure and being able to at least appear in court before that is taken away from me.
Absolutely.
So now I have to then probably hire a lawyer to go back in there and say, this guy is, you know, this guy was fired for cause. And these are the problems we had with him. And now he's just trying to get back at me. And I've never had a record, blah, 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 blah. And you go like that. And then the judge, same judge, different
same judge.
Same judge can say, okay, Mr. Bott, we were just erring on the side of safety. At which point I'm supposed to say, well, thank you very much, Judge. Or at that point I call him names, and then I get held for contempt of court, too.
Yeah.
No, okay, but I understand. But now I've got to go back in court with a lawyer probably and say this, I'm not a threat, you know, and you've taken all my guns, and I want them back. And then the judge says, okay. So, but this is not going to happen in a day.
You know what we need to do is we need to get somebody on the show that this has happened to. That would be really interesting, wouldn't it?
I don't know if it's happened to anybody.
Well, I'm surprised.
Do you know if anybody's happened? Well, this is Shasta County.
Right, true.
Now there's probably restraining orders been put out because of, you know, domestic violence. But different. That's different.
That's a
restraining
justified.
Order, and, hey, this guy has beat me up or she's beat me up, and they have guns, and they go out there and they collect guns. But if it's just over somebody says something, it'd be interesting. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Think of it as a little cruise ship right here in Redding without the ocean. You've got a gourmet chef. You've got Captain Brian there. You've got activities going on all the time. You're tired of cooking. Just say, you know what? I'm just going to kind of kick back. I got my place here. And, you know, it's not an assisted living facility. It's for active senior citizens. And, you know, so you're going out. You have all these things they do. Shopping, like I said, you know, you can have, you know, you get your beds made. I mean, get all that kind of stuff done. You know, it's cool. And you've got lots of friends down there. But go on down there and check it out. Head on down there to 301 Hartnell Avenue. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. See what it's like down there at the River Commons Senior Living. I know people have gone in there since the fires, and they just said, you know what, I'm just going to take the money, you know, take the money from my house being burned down. I'm just moving into a place that's a lot better. 8:32 in the morning here, 65 degrees, going up to 99 today. The air quality index is in the 4 to 500s, which is not good. All of that weather information, AQI, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793.
This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limo. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy this morning. And if our voices sound a little hoarse and husky, it's because the air quality index in Reading ranges between 4 and 600, depending on where you're at. Air Quality Control Board has got a bunch of sensors out here, and they're ranging from 4 to 6. Is that about right there, Jared?
648 and 413 right now downtown.
Whoa, 648. On the phone, we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman LaMalfa, is it true that you've been providing security at the Kavanaugh hearings? It's gotten out of hand.
It's a little calmer today, but certainly the histrionics of day one and two were an embarrassment, I think, for those doing that, and kind of caused an embarrassment for the institution, doesn't it?
Well, even the Democrats are saying this is not helping us. This is not helping us at all.
Well, you know, it's pretty strange. I've been kind of thinking on this lately, is that with what they passed in Sacramento and what they do with all this resistance and all that, you know, Democrats, they probably do a lot of polling out there. And if their polling is telling them that they can do this and get away with this, then what's that say about the electorate that is cool with it?
Well, I understand on the latest polls that John Cox is within striking distance of Gavin Newsom.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, in general, and the Dems, you know, they do their polling, and, you know, yada, yada. It's they believe that everybody's cool with socialism and this so-called civil disobedience that they're practicing here. I mean, they're taking decorum and process and just throwing it out the window with this activity. And I get, you know, there's a certain level of protest and registering your thoughts and differing views, but this hysterical inability to control one's emotions, it shouldn't impress anybody, really. I mean, we ought to be in polling ahead 80 to 20 the way they've acted, the way they're, you know, look at the economy we have. Look at the scorecard we've had for the year and a half that since the president has been in office to help implement the things the Republicans have been working on for all this time anyway, right? We actually have somebody that will sign the stuff we've been doing. And so if the track record is lowest unemployment since, you know, the summer of love, right, 50 years ago, and high GDP, they're saying that one of the branches of the Fed said GDP might be numbered by 4.7 when they're calculating it here the next time.
You know,
that's incredible. And, you know, we're helping to destroy ISIS on the foreign front here. We're showing our partners that we're going to stand with them, but they also need to stand with us. You know, when we're talking NATO and we're talking trade, we're talking our friend Israel there that, you know, we're behind you on where your capital is and where your place is in the world, the UN, and all that. So, man, I think we got a great scorecard going here, but you sure wouldn't know it from the propaganda put out by the news services.
Well, you know, let me ask a question, as long as we're going along this. You know, we were talking about this earlier, and I'm a I believe if it wasn't for like two cities, that this country would have come to, would be coming together and be very strong on what we're doing, and that's New York. I said Hollywood, but mainly New York, with the, you know, the center of all the news and the papers and the Times and all this. It just seems like it's so negative that it just keeps this thing boiling. And if they just, if it was just the facts reported, and then have your opinion shows, everybody needs opinions, but just the facts reported so you would have a good idea what has been accomplished.
What's your good instinct on this op-ed that was put out by the failing New York Times?
You know what? I'm believing that if it was written by the, quote, senior, I don't, what's your, you know, I don't know what their definition of senior is. You know, this could be like an assistant deputy to somebody. The scary part is saying is how we're working to keep this stuff from happening. The fact that both sides, both the liberals and the, I guess, Democrats and Republicans have come in hard on the New York Times about this. You know,
yeah, I have
anonymous.
Seen that on both sides, yes. I think the Dems want it because they want to celebrate it more straight up, and Republicans are more thinking that
it's not doing us any good.
Cowardice and a phony deal. So
it is.
I personally don't really believe that it's a real thing. But
see, they don't care anymore because they don't. It used to be you needed two sources. You could verify it and all that. Not anymore. Now it's just like, I just heard that Trump doesn't like living in the White House because he can't watch porn there. That's off of what's her face, Mika. I mean, where did that come from, and why did that happen?
She made that up, huh?
Yeah, I mean, but why would even it serves no purpose. I see it serves no purpose.
Well, if deflection and constant upheaval are the purpose, then, you know, I guess it works for them if they think they can get away with it. But I come back to the way the Dems are acting, you know, on this shameful display you saw in the Senate committee here looking at the Supreme Court nomination. For Kamala Harris and Cory Booker to be one-upping each other the whole time and thinking that that plays well, they have polling that says that plays well, that's disturbing, that more citizens are not...
Cory Booker made a fool of himself. It's on his Spartacus moment about releasing things that had already been released. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
But,
hey,
but
so what do you think on the vote? What do you think on the vote then, Congressman? I'm thinking 54. He's going to get 54 votes.
I think 54, 55, yeah. So
yeah, I think there's going to be Democrats.
Forward to that, right?
Yeah.
So,
I think the Democrats.
I guess they wouldn't blame Kavanaugh for sitting there just kind of running his thumbs back and forth there in the twiddle fashion and just saying,
yeah.
Yep, what else you got? Mm-hmm.
There you go. Let me give you answer number four. Well, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, you know, really, I can't answer that till I see it in court.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think at the end of this he's going to lean over to Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and say, "I do have a long memory"?
No, he won't.
No.
You know,
oh no! Of course he won't.
Sicilian style is just to kind of file it away and
that's
then.
Right.
You get your silent.
The last thing you see is him just staring out there and smiling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what about the midterms? You know what? I don't have a. What kind of feeling are you getting? I'm not getting a weird thing that everything that I'm reading. Of course, it's all from the left. Oh, it's going to be a huge blue wave. I'm not sure that's true.
I'm not sure it's completely true either, but I think it really depends what is in the news on the election. In the election cycle, let's say 3 weeks out, 2 weeks out, you know, a lot more people are voting absentee, but they hold their ballots too. So what is the mood of the electorate, say, from about October 15th on? You know, what do they feel like is going on? Will somebody have created a October surprise of some sort? Will people see through whatever they create and say, oh, I'm sick of this, you know, because again, you got your 30% on the left, 30% on the right. That aren't going anywhere. You got the 40% kind of in the middle that are the malleable ones that, how are they going to feel about it? And a lot more people are just going independent because
they've had it.
They're tired of everything, I guess. So
historically.
I get that. But again, there's a belief system that everybody carries that you have to run it through the filter of what you believe, not what you hear.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, historically, though, the party that sits in the White House loses seats in the off year.
Yeah, there has been exceptions to it, but yes, yeah. that's the number that so, makes the some of us, some of our Republican campaign people nervous. But you know, again, trends are trends, but then they're broken too. So every year is its own thing. Does the average voter subconsciously think like, well, let's see, there's a Republican in the White House and it's the midterm, so I'm going to go vote against all the Republicans? Are they looking at it more as do we want to put Democrats in power to have a check on them? Maybe that's something people think about. I don't know that they think about it until maybe a poll question hits them with that. So I think each election really does stand alone, but trends are different. But we're a different society than what the last 20 elections worth of trends would indicate too. So, I think we can survive this with the majority. I think we probably, our majority narrows somewhat, but if something really weird happens in October that's is painted against Republicans, and maybe it gets worse. So it's just anybody's guess, Carl. That's why.
Yeah, I know.
That's why we have to run the drill here, right?
Hey, I'm going to take 2 minutes, and then we can finish up in our last segment. But some of the things I want to talk about, it seems like our economy is just gangbusters. And then, of course, you're aware of the Delta fire, which is close.
Yeah, our firefighting economy, I guess, is really gangbusters.
You know what? It's I can't.
I wanted to make a twisted reference there. Well, yeah, it's appalling. I live 90 miles from
where
you live, but it's just I just am sick for everybody of the brown air of the threat to everybody's. Well, go take a break.
Yeah, okay. I think, if nothing else from this fire, it seems like we pulled together all the factions to actually say, you know what, we've got to get rid of this. We can slow this down or stop it. But we'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Just a small town girl. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, better known business. Congressman, if nothing else, we've got the Delta fire. I don't know if you're at home, but if you're at home, I was wondering if you had smoke down there, because it's a 600 AQI out here in Redding.
It's smoky Well, it depends on the wind conditions, of course. But so when we had the fire from the west side over from Mendocino County, it was affecting Butte a lot, or if you're getting a bit of north wind. But it's terrible for everybody. I remember back in 2008 when I was still in Sacramento, and that was a really bad year for Trinity and all those areas up there where the air quality was like 10 times above the level of unhealthy.
Well, that's where we are.
Areas.
That's
so
where we are
pointing
now.
Pointing it out to my Sacramento colleagues. We go out on the balcony during boats there and see that right there? Yeah, that's my district area up there burning, sending the air down to you. So do you want to do something about it? You know, Dolly lately has been having some success, using this dumb cap-and-trade money for something actually
useful.
A little more productive here. You know, the cap-and-trade tax that California has. So
well,
he's been able to engineer some of that towards forestry management,
understand.
It looks like. So we'll see how that plays out. But at least, you know, maybe they're starting to get it in Sacramento, too.
Well, Zinke and Purdue are here. And it appears that they've seen the light, not that they probably hadn't seen it before, but they've seen the light that we have to manage our forest. You know what? And I'm more than happy to agree that it's warmer now. You know what? Okay, yes. Okay, it's warmer now.
The climate does change.
It does change. Yeah, I'm all for it. You know, I can say that. I agree with you.
All recordable history. It's done this, it's done that. So, okay, do we want to argue about is it man-made or is it nature-made?
I'm not
arguing. Whatever, but whatever it comes from, we need to do something about it. We've got to store some more water because the snow goes away as rain instead. And our forestry needs to be reflective of a level of trees per acre that are sustainable with the type of water level that we're having. So let's play, okay?
Now we're starting to actually see people are using the word manage and to take out the ground tender. I mean, this is coming out of California, and when you know that when that happens, it's been so bad, all these fires like this. So perhaps we'll actually have a plan that opens up the forest and takes out the tinder, takes out all the manzanita, that if a fire does start, it doesn't race like it does and cause a firenado.
Well, it's either going to happen one way or the other. You're either going to take it out yourself or it's going to burn off. It's natural.
Yeah.
You know,
if we're using this product some of it goes for lumber, some will go for paper and other products. And some needs to be going into biomass. And so, you know, these idiots in the legislature have put through a 100% renewable origination for electricity in this state by the year, I think, 2045. Okay? Renewable. So what's that mean? Do we get to count hydro now? All the hydro power that we have in Northern California, Redding Electric uses a lot of hydro. PG&E has a lot of hydro. They haven't got to count it as renewable because of some arbitrary rule in Sacramento.
Well,
so.
And that's getting worse.
We're going to have this 100% of our electricity will have to come from renewable, which generally is the most favored is wind and solar, which are very inefficient ways of generating electricity on a large scale and are unreliable sources of electricity on the large scale. You know, I mean, they're all fine and dandy, and you may even have people advertise solar on your program there, but it's only because there's a program to prop up solar that it even exists. So we need to be using this biomass that's burning right now and bringing that stuff, putting jobs in the woods, not jobs on Chinese assembly lines making solar panels or European assembly lines making these windmills that don't run half the time. We need to put people back in our forest, getting this material out, bringing it down, and putting it in biomass plants to generate electricity, which is 99.9% cleaner burning than that forest fire that is surrounding all of us right now. And we put the jobs in our backyard. We have managed forests that are healthier, that are better. Forests kind of create their own drought when they're just overgrown, too, because they compete for what little water is there in a drought period, hurting themselves and the water supply. It's a win-win-win-win if we were doing this. And, again, Sacramento has almost completely rejected biomass. Brian, you know, Dolly was able to get something in on that to keep it going a little longer. At a subsistence level, I guess, but we need to go all in on biomass being a part of our electricity grid. Is it expensive? Sure, it's not as cheap as gas powered plants or the hydro ones that we already have built, but we're paying the price right now. You talked about CARB, you know, giving the air index. Why isn't CARB battling alongside of us to have this kind of forest management and turn this material into something that's usable? and is a plus for the economy and plus for electricity grid. But, you know, people have to learn the hard way.
What do you see, Doug, in the next – we've got like 5 minutes left. What do you see happening in the next, say, 6 months? What's the big things that are going on right now?
Well, I mean, just more of the perfunctory things. Yeah, we have to have a government spending plan here to get through the end of the year. Everything expires on September 30th, so we're going to have to put out some kind of a spending bill here soon. We're going to be working on the farm bill, which farm bill has a lot of the actually things we're talking about in here with USDA and Overseas Forest Service. There's some good pieces in there of a bill that's been lying in the Senate for a long time. Called the Resilient Forest Act, that has a lot of the elements of that good bill that passed the House that's been sitting over in the Senate while they declared themselves Spartacus. That if we can get this into the Farm Bill and get it passed, it kind of kickstarts what we're talking about on forest management. So farther beyond that, yeah, we'll have an election, and then that'll reset the table for the next 2 years, will Republicans be in the majority and being able to continue to work with what President Trump has done to help us, or will it become a stalemate and all day long, every day in the House, for example, if they flip it, Mrs. Pelosi's in charge, an impeachment discussion all day long, every day for 2 wasted years there. So that's, you know, part of it obviously is going to be the outcome of this November election on a national scale of seats won in the House and seats won in the Senate. They feel like the Senate is going to be pretty safely okay for a Republican majority there. You can't take anything for granted, but we have some seats that are tougher than they should be. An Arizona seat that's up. You saw where the governor down there appointed John Kyle, reappointed, I guess, because he used to be a senator, for the interim. So
he was a good senator. Yeah, he was a solid guy.
Yeah.
What bills are you interested in right now, Doug, that you'd like to see happen?
Well, to finish the year, we have a Forest Service firefighters bill that we're pushing through to help them a little bit with their – it's more technical and such, but it'll help those guys. We have, again, we'll be really trying to help push the farm bill because of all the elements. It's important on the SNAP side, you know, the food stamp program. We actually have some work requirement pieces built into that, and they're not onerous. It's actually fairly narrow. It's almost embarrassingly narrow for how the caterwauling you hear about how bad it is. We even had one member of the committee call it racist for crying out loud, and I just can't believe the rhetoric around here. So ongoing will be I continue to look at what we can do on forestry and turning that into energy and the things that are district centric. It's you know, I'm on the Ag Committee, the Natural Resources Committee, and the Transportation Committee for reasons that are very district centric as well. And so our transportation infrastructure, we need a lot more done there, and I want to streamline the process, as does President Trump. Why does it take 10 years, 15 years to get a permit and get a process going to add a couple lanes to a freeway or to get the lanes fixed or replace a bridge? You know, there's a Shasta Dam raise that seems to be chunking along right now too. The Secretary Zinke really wants that, and
he wants to raise the dam.
He wants to raise the dam. Zinke's really on top of that.
He does. So, he wants to raise the dam.
Yep, wants to raise it 18.5 feet. Yep.
What do you think of that?
I have mixed feelings about it. It's a deal where, yeah, we need to expand the water supply in California, and when we need to have an accounting of all the costs, the true costs of it, what's it going to take to replace the railroad bridges, the Pitt River Bridge, and all that stuff that needs to be changed because of that raise, and will it actually yield anything at the end? One of the dangerous threats we have right now, and you need to talk to your state reps about this, is the State Water Resources Control Board and what they're doing down in Sacramento, where they want to take they don't think they have enough water for fish flows, according to their thinking. And so they want approximately 50% of the San Joaquin system to go what they call unimpaired flows, as if there was no dam there. They want just 50% of the water just run out and not be used by people or anything else. And they're looking also for the Sacramento River to be the same thing, which means Shasta Dam. I don't know if they would ever fill it again. So maybe they don't need the 18 feet. So
jeez.
So for my part, as your representative on that, I'm working to protect the local interests on that as far as the resorts, the marinas, the landowners, everybody around the lake that's going to be affected by a possible 18-foot raise of, you know, how do we mitigate those effects? How do we make it fair, since it does seem to be have a lot of momentum? I voted against the $20 million that was in that omnibus bill a while back to kickstart on this thing because I haven't had all the assurances that I want for ensuring the locals are that. But, again, when I talked to the agencies, we had Zinke up here. That's one of the things we talked about. Mm-hmm. We talked about that with Bureau of Reclamation, Forest Service, sure, to an extent. And I think we will do right by our local interests.
Okay.
Should that come forward, hey, so I'll continue to be the voice on that.
We have to call it a day. And thanks so much for giving us a call this morning and kind of catching us up on everything that's going on and giving us the feelings about back there. And you know what? It's hopefully that by the end of the day, our ATUI will be down at least maybe just to 200 instead of where it is right now.
Well, you know, Carl, yesterday I got to have a lunch meeting with Secretary Perdue of, you know, USDA, who oversees Forest Service again. And I got a little heated. I might have used some colorful language in there on what's going on with. I'm really frustrated. We have now this Delta fire
on
top of everything. I showed him how Interstate 5, a main artery, has been closed for 48 hours now.
Oh yeah. Oh, you can't believe. You cannot believe
real
the traffic here.